If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And this is great for the Royals. You got to take care of bad teams. And you keep them down. That's what they did. They kicked around the White Sox. And It was a struggle. The first couple games, it was a struggle, and it took the White Sox to have a comical meltdown in the ninth inning to win one. But yesterday was a no-doubter. You got a position player throwing at the end of the game. But that was a feel-good game. What, 17 hits for the Royals?
It was unbelievable. I talked about this last night on After Hours. I will never understand the implication from people. It's like, oh, yeah, you won. You know, you beat a team four games in a row, but they're a bad baseball team. Okay, what's the alternative? Losing to a bad baseball team?
If you lose four times, then people have questions.
They're on the schedule. You beat the team that's on the schedule. That's what the Royals did. Exactly. These are professional ball players.
As much as they don't look like one, they are professional.
Exactly. There's only 30 Major League Baseball teams. There's 26 to 28 guys that are competing on a Major League Baseball team consistently throughout a year.
And they got the Pope that's a fan of theirs.
Exactly.
Like, that scared me when that happened. Don't worry. Oh, scam the White Sox.
Don't worry, everybody. I did make an apology on behalf of Kansas City for all those that wanted to be spoken for. I did apologize to the new Pope for what the Royals just did to his beloved Chicago White Sox. So hopefully that saves us from damnation, at least for a little while. We'll see. But my goodness, what a beatdown yesterday. 17 hits for the Yalls. It was a phenomenal game. Here's my favorite part. My favorite stat of this game. 9 guys in the order for the Royals yesterday. Bink, Drew. 8 of them had at least one hit. Freddie Fermin had one hit. 7 Royals had multi-hit games. Does anybody care to take a guess as to who was the one guy in the starting lineup for the Kansas City Royals yesterday who did not register a hit?
I'll guess. You tell me if I'm warmer or cold, right? Hunter Renfro.
You nailed it.
Hey!
Hunter Renfro, the only guy to go hitless. Guess? Well, the only guy to go hitless yesterday for the Kansas City Royals. 0-for-4. He struck out once. He's now batting a robust 152 now on the season. But, I mean, Jonathan India had 2 knocks. Bobby Witt with a 4-hit game yesterday. He drove in 2. Salvi had 2 hits. Vinny had 2 hits.
Vinny's coming on, man.
Vinny's now hitting 216 on the year. Michael Massey is now above the Mendoza line. He's hitting 206.
Bets are warm up. Starting to warm up outside, right? Bets are warming up.
Mikel Garcia is hitting 326.
And how about Bubich?
Chris Bubich.
He's a plus 5,000 guy to win the Cy Young.
He is unbelievable. 7
or plus
innings
of
scoreless work yesterday.
His odds are higher than Seth Lugo, by the way.
Yeah.
Lugo's like plus 8,500. By the way, that's the season tie high, 6-game winning streak for the Royals. They won 9 of the last 10 in a major league best, 15-2 since April 20th. They did a 6-game losing streak, but turned it around because when you're under 500, one of the gifts of Major League Baseball is that Colorado Rockies team. You take care of business against them, then you take care of business against the Whites. That's 7 games, man.
Yeah.
That is a huge swing in the standings, 7 games, and you're beating those teams. They all do it. I mean, a lot of the good teams, they'll beat the bad teams. They'll lose to some of the good teams. You just do it. But if you start to lose those teams, you don't want to do it because that'll make a difference. And again, the Royals made the postseason last year and the Tigers by 1 game over the Seattle Mariners. 1 game. So the White Sox definitely helped out those 12 wins against them last year.
The sentiment stands. If you've got a bad baseball team or a bad basketball team or a bad football team on your schedule, beat them. I mean, you can't control if they're on your schedule or not. They're in your division. You're going to play them 12, 13, 15 times a year. I don't know what the exact number is that they play interdivision teams now, but they're going to be on your schedule regardless.
They're 16-1 against the White Sox since last year. 16-1.
If your options are to lose to a terrible baseball team or beat a terrible baseball team, that kind of answers the question for you. And then if people want to be like, oh, well, yeah, no, the Royals are this and that and the other, it's because they had the Rockies and the White Sox on their schedule. Sure.
So, man, everybody's got it. Everybody plays in Major League Baseball.
The
so
Rays?
Playing everybody. Now, they may not 13 times like the Royals in this division, but
the Rays aren't off to the worst start in the world this season. Royals did a great job taking care of business against them. They took care of business 2 out of 3 games against the Baltimore Orioles team that made the playoffs last year. They took 2 out of 3 in a series against the Houston Astros, who also made the postseason last year. You beat 2 playoff teams, a team that's above 500, and then you beat down 2 of the worst teams in baseball in the Colorado Rockies and the Chicago White Sox.
Because, again,
it's a fairly balanced schedule.
If you look back 10 years ago, the Royals 15 team, look who they beat. No, you don't care. You care about a world title. You care about the banner. You care about the W's. It doesn't matter how bad a certain team was. And we look back at this a certain day. You don't care. You know, the White Sox, because they historically have had some good teams. No question about it. But this weekend, it changes. 20-19, not great. Red Sox aren't a great team, but you get the Red Sox for 3.
Well, it's the same thing as the Chiefs barely scraping by the Carolina Panthers earlier. They beat a team that was not very good. That's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, I mean, Carolina started playing good football. Remember, Bryce Young kind of turned things around. And they're like, well, yeah, that win kind of looks better now.
Mm-hmm. No question about it. I mean, man, this Royals team, the pitching is stout at the moment. Now, that's well documented at this point.
They're on pace to have the best rotation in team history in terms of ERA.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.